This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 20, when our stuff becomes a barrier. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 10. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey, or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Did Jesus really mean this? To bring nothing extra when we travel for mission work? Do those instructions still apply to us today? When I travel for mission work, I usually pack to the limit, sometimes more. Roger Greenway, a missionary to Sri Lanka many years ago, recounted how his family had tried to ship their belongings from the U.S. in 18 barrels and 2 big crates, but the shipment was delayed by 4 months. In the meantime, they landed in Sri Lanka and learned that they could get along quite well without most of that stuff. Their dependence on local resources also helped them develop friendships with local people. When their baggage finally arrived, they were suddenly viewed by their neighbors as very wealthy people whose standard of living was much higher than the locals. All that stuff actually created barriers between them and the people they had come to serve. Greenway later advised missionaries to be careful about what kind of message their belongings would send to others. Considering this, it's not surprising that for many centuries, Christian missionaries made a vow of poverty. But this lesson applies to us all. What does our stuff and our lifestyle tell others about our priorities? Are we seeking first the kingdom of God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your gifts to us. Help us to be generous and to let go of our stuff if it could become a barrier to serving you and others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.